If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Time for a weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
Trading Made Easy is an automated day trading software that provides you with the tools and the data you need to succeed as a day trader. Whether the market goes up or down, tune in Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn more tips and tricks. Call 1-800-971-4160 today to schedule your free live trading session. That's 1-800-971-4160. Tune in each and every Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn how to succeed as a day trader. Call 1-800-971-6160 to learn more.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Danielle Gallant was our guest. And she is a member of the Growth and Infrastructure Committee, the Judiciary Committee, and the Revenue Committee. So she's always running in and out of hearings up in Carson City. I don't know where she finds the time to visit with us every couple of weeks, but it's always fun to visit with her. She is a smart lady that has... She knows what she's talking about when it comes to legislation and what's going on in Carson City. Coming up, you're going to hear from Jim Marchant. Believe it or not, and I said early on, I thought Jackie Rosen is a sitting duck. She is very, very vulnerable. She doesn't do anything. When was the last time you heard of some news story involving Jackie Rosen? She's just a do-nothing U.S. senator, and her 6 years are going to come to a close in 2024. Because I firmly believe that if we are smart and we vet our candidates, we've got a chance to take that seat back. That's what I hope will happen. But it's really interesting. Jim Marchant has jumped in the race. We'll get a chance to hear from him coming up after the bottom of the hour break. But Jim Marchant is a small business guy. He has won elections. He's lost elections. He last ran for Secretary of State. And he's a really, really smart dude when it comes to issues that matter to you and to me and to your family and my family. We'll talk with Jim Marchant coming up in just a little bit. You'll get a chance to hear that interview, at least in part. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 2:30, those lane restrictions continue on Summerlin Parkway. That's both directions at Anasazi. Give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there. Also, restrictions causing backups on Charleston Boulevard, both directions. That's between Pecos and Lamb. The off-ramp on Interstate 15 southbound is closed at Tropicana, and the 15 northbound off-ramp at Frank Sinatra Drive, that's also closed for repairs. That's all part of the Tropicana project. That's causing some slow flows there on the 15, northbound at Sunset, south at Spring Mountain, and watch for crashes, Lake Mead at Pecos, and Tropicana at McLeod.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Mariners beat the A's 2-1 in Oakland. A.J. Pollock homered to break up a combined no-hit bid with one out in the eighth. Jared Kelnick added an RBI double. The Angels beat the Cardinals 5-1 in St. Louis. Taylor Ward capped a four-run first with a three-run home run. Patrick Sandoval combined with three relievers on a four-hitter. In 10 innings, the Reds nipped the Padres 2-1. Jonathan India singled home the go-ahead run on Luis Garcia's first pitch of the 10th. The Padres had their three-game winning streak snapped. The Giants shut out the Astros 2-0. Anthony Sclafani, three strikeouts, just three hits allowed over eight innings. The Dodgers ripped the Phillies 13-1. Second straight night, the Dodgers scored 13 runs against the Phillies. 10 strikeouts, just one hit allowed over seven innings for Julio Urias. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Give a little love. This week at Macy's, find great deals on a gift she'll love just in time for Mother's Day. Like fragrance gift sets from her favorite brands, like Lancôme, Estée Lauder, Carolina Herrera, and more. Give her a new bag from Coach and Michael Kors, $250 and under. Plus, update your weekday wardrobe with Wear to Work separates, $150 and under. And get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store today at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, I know you have a busy life. You got lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between noon and 3 every day. That's why we created Live and Local On Demand. You miss an interview, you want to hear my take on a current hot-button issue, then Live and Local On Demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out right now. Go to kevinwallradio.com, our on-demand podcast, which is really, really, really good. A lot of people use it. I had a chance earlier to visit with Jim Marchant. Jim Marchant yesterday announced for the U.S. Senate. He wants to take on Jackie Rosen in the general election in November. And I asked, why you're jumping into this race?
Yeah, like I said yesterday, and a lot of people agree with me, you know, our country's in dire straits right now, and we need very principled, conservative, America first, MAGA type candidates to run. And I feel like I fit that bill. I think I have the life experience to do it. I've been elected before, so I know how the legislatures work. I've worked in the governor's office in Florida, so I think I've got the experience to do it. And then I've been a businessman. I know what it takes to start a business and operate a business and substantial businesses. So I know what burdensome regulations do to businesses, and I know how we can improve our economy. So that's why I'm in it. So I'm just a fighter, and I'm going to do everything I can to save our country, because there's no reason in the world why any of us are struggling. And there are so many Americans and Nevadans struggling, and there's no reason for it. And we can fix it. We just need people to get in office and do it and get the politicians out of the way.
I want to ask again, Jim Marchant, running for the U.S. Senate, joining us. You billed yesterday's rally as a MAGA rally and a Make America Great Again rally. I'm curious, there are some around the country saying hitching your wagons to Trump is a bad bet. What about from your perspective? Are you solidly in the Trump camp?
Yeah, absolutely. Look at what he did for our country when he was president. And we all know that, a lot of people are suspect of the election in 2020 and 2022. And I'm not advocating going back and changing it. What we have to do is figure out how to make sure that we have fair and transparent elections going forward. And that's what I'll be working on also. So that's why I'm running, and I'm solidly in Trump's camp, no doubt about it. I want him to finish his job, and I want to be there to help him. And he needs help in the Senate, because there's not as enough MAGA candidates there, and I think senators there, and I want to be one of them.
I want to ask you, because the election integrity issue is a huge issue, and you talked about it. I want to ask you, though, but where we stand today on Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023, are you confident that as is the case right now, are you confident that we'll have a free and fair election in 2024?
Not at this point. I think a lot of things have to happen, and some people are working on some things that are going to help. And hopefully we'll ensure we have a fair and transparent election, but it's not guaranteed. So what we've got to do is assume that nothing's going to happen, and we have to get everybody out and overwhelm the system. And all we need is, like five or 10 points to in excess of what we've gotten in the past. So if we can get, say, the evangelicals to come out more than 39%, if we can get some of the what we call 04 voters, that's voters that are registered but haven't voted in the last four cycles or so, or 4 years. So if we can go out and concentrate on them, I think we can make up any difference that that's built into the system for manipulation. So we've just got to overwhelm the system.
I want to ask you, is there legislation that needs to come forth? And knowing what you know about what's going on up in Carson City, they're doing everything they can, the Democrats, to preserve what we have, the status quo. How do we go about fixing it if we've got a legislature that is Democrat and they're hell-bent to keep, you know, all of these nasty things, ballot harvesting, drop boxes, things like that?
Well, that is a good question. And the problem is the legislature is controlled by the Democrats, so there's no way we can get, you know, some of the common sense laws and policies that I was working for when I was running for Secretary of State. We won't get them implemented. But like I said, we've got to just overwhelm the system and get everybody out to vote that hasn't voted, and just get them out. And I think that's the only way we're going to be able to do it. And other states are a little more fortunate than our state, where they do have Republican-controlled legislatures. They can pass some laws that will make it more fair and transparent, or ensure that we have fair and transparent elections. So here we don't have that luxury. We're going to have to do it the hard way.
Jim Marchant joining us. He's running for the U.S. Senate. I got to ask you, you've run statewide for Secretary of State. How is it different running statewide as opposed to running in a small congressional district or an assembly or a state Senate district? How is it different?
Nevada's a huge state, and it's hard to cover because you can't just fly everywhere. You can fly to Reno, of course, but most of the time you drive. So that's what's hard, is you put a lot of miles on your vehicle, and I don't mind it. Nevada's beautiful. I like traveling to Nevada, and like I said, I've been in all 17 counties and love it, love the people out there, and looking forward to engaging with them on this this journey. And it's going to be fun, I think. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to serving the people of Nevada, because they don't have somebody that's actually serving them, and they need it. The people of Nevada are tired of their politicians ignoring them, and that's something that I did not do when I was in the assembly. And my voting record proves it, and I will do the same thing once I get to the U.S. Senate. I will not forget where I came from, and my goal is to make the lives of Nevadans better, and there's no reason why we can't do that. We just have to get politics out of the way and do the right thing, and we can have an economy here in Nevada and in America like we've never seen before, and there's no reason why we don't do it, and that's something that I'm going to be focused on, is improving our economy here in Nevada.
Jim, I'm curious, what did you learn from the Secretary of State's race? I think a lot of people, in fact, going into the day of the election, I think a lot of people thought you were going to, you'd be winning. Can you talk a little bit about what you learned from the previous races?
Just the experience from running statewide. I've run a couple of campaigns that were, one of them was really localized for assembly in 16, and then I ran for Congressional District 4, and that was a huge district. That's almost like running statewide. So I got a lot of experience doing that. And then, of course, Secretary of State, it is a statewide race, so you have to concentrate everywhere. And it just takes a lot of hard work, and I'm up for that. So I don't mind it, and I'm looking forward to it. And I like statewide races because I'd like to represent the entire state of Nevada.
Jim Marchant, he's a force to be reckoned with in that race. I think, could be wrong, there are going to be a lot of folks that jump into this race. A lot of people that you probably hadn't expected. Maybe some people from not even outside of politics that are going to jump into this race. It'll be interesting to see how this thing sizes up as we move forward. I will say this. I think Jim Marchant is a very, very, very strong candidate, and it'll be interesting to see how this race goes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. It can decide how much money you put in your pocket. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now. 728-5500.
Paul Powell. More lawyer. Less fee.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent areas of Henderson, including Cadence, Sun City McDonald Ranch, and portions of East Henderson. Catch me on The Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2023 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, located at 5050 West Sahara, is offering April specials, including new 2022 Dodge Challenger SXT all-wheel drive. Save $10,120 off MSRP. Also, new 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorn Classic Cab Rear Wheel Drive. Save $10,580 off MSRP models. Want more? Get $5,000 over Kelley Blue Book on trade-ins on new 2022 models. Additionally, buy three tires and get the fourth for $1. Want more? Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, right on the price, right on the corner of Sahara at 5050 West Sahara.
Travel from Las Vegas to LA in a premium economy bus with colors, more legroom, Wi-Fi access, affordable prices. Buy your ticket today at colors.com. Premium economy bus travel with colors. That is KOLORS.com.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
God, I love this. Peter Ducey got into it with the press secretary. In fact, let's go to Cut 11 real quick. This was Peter Ducey. The White House getting a little, I guess you'd say, testy when it comes to illegal immigration. Listen to this.
If the border is secure, as the administration has said, then why would we need to send 1,500 active duty U.S. troops down there?
Because we need more work. We need more work needs to be done, Peter.
You said yesterday that when it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%. Where did that number come from?
It was,
because
I was
CBP
speaking.
Is telling us the number is.
I hear you. I'm about to answer.
136,000 people more.
I'm about to answer you. If the dramatics could come down just a little bit.
What's dramatic about asking a question about?
Okay, I'm going to answer. So I was speaking to the parolee program. As you know, the president put in place a parolee program to deal with certain countries on ways that we can limit illegal migration. And we have seen, the data has shown us, that it has gone down by more than 90%. That was what I was speaking
to.
No, we're going to go. We're going to move. Go ahead. We're moving, Peter. Let's go.
All right. Joining us now, Fox News White House correspondent, our own Peter Ducey. Great job today, Peter. All right. Now, so Kamala Harris, I'll show this later in the show. She actually said in 2018 when Donald Trump was president that it was cruel and not kind to send troops down to the border. But more importantly, the way that they are treating the press in that White House press room is very different than when Donald Trump was president. There was a question asked, for example, about Joe Biden and him not recognizing his own granddaughter. You asked your question. You were shut down. You didn't get a chance for a follow-up. What's going on in that room every day?
Well, we don't know. She didn't say that I was being dramatic. Maybe she just said, maybe she just meant that the material is dramatic, and she would be right. Anytime that a commander-in-chief has to send U.S. troops to do anything, even though in this case they're telling us that most of the work is going to be administrative, that is a dramatic development in a story. We have been told for more than 2 years now that the president's immigration plan and his policies have been working. Sending 1,500 U.S. troops who will be armed for self-defense, not for law enforcement, but they will be armed on a 90-day employment. These guys are going to be away from their families for 90 days. They're going to be in situations that require weapons for self-defense. That is a dramatic development. And this White House, we know that they are sensitive to the topic of immigration because for about 2 years, they explained why President Biden hadn't gone to the border for the first 80 years of his life. And then they sent him and he went and he scoped things out. They came back. He's listening, he says, to the advice that he is getting from the folks that are the most involved with border security. And the advice that they got was that he got was to send in active duty troops. These are not National Guard troops. These are active duty troops. And the Pentagon is insisting that this is not going to affect readiness, but they are obviously preparing for something big. These troops are going to start arriving next Wednesday on May 10th, the day before May 11th and Title 42 ending.
This is going to get interesting as we move towards May 11th. Because May 11th is when Title 42 is no more. And there is a group surging right now. And I know this because I was there. And I talked to Border Patrol. And there are people on the other side of the border that are ready to come ashore, so to speak, in McAllen, Texas. We know that the mayor of El Paso, Texas, has declared a state of emergency in the city of El Paso. They're already being proactive about it. And that's why this is so vitally important. More on this story over the course of the next few days. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Stay with us. Lots more to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6.